Okay, so today we're digging into GSI technology. Ticker GSIT, you probably saw the headlines. It had this absolutely massive stock surge. Yeah, I mean, one day, tripled its value just like that. Went past $300 million market cap, all triggered by a press release October 20th, 2025, about some Cornell University paper. The market just ate it up instantly. But that's our mission for this deep dive, right? We need to get behind that press release. Is this rally built on something solid, like real game-changing science that's ready to go? Or is it maybe, more hype than substance, a bit of a house of cards? All right, let's unpack this. What exactly was supposed to justify that 200% jump?
Well, it all centers on GSI's compute and memory technology, CIM, they call it. And to be fair, CIM itself is a really exciting area in chip design. It's genuinely seen as a potential solution, maybe even the holy grail, for tackling the memory wall.
The memory wall, that's the bottleneck, right? Where chips waste time and energy just moving data around.
Exactly. Moving data between the processor and the memory. CIM aims to compute right where the data is stored, saves energy, saves time. It's a big deal conceptually.
Okay, so that's the background. And the big claim in the press release, the thing that really set off the fireworks.
The headline grabber was that their chip, the Gemini-I APU, achieved GPU-class performance. Specifically, they said it matched an NVIDIA A6000 GPU on some AI tasks.
Matching an NVIDIA GPU? That sounds impressive. Like a major breakthrough.
It sounds that way, but this is where you really need to look past the press release and into the actual academic paper they cited. What's fascinating and kind of critical is what the press release didn't emphasize.
Okay, what did they leave out?
Well, first, the performance wasn't like an out-of-the-box result. The Cornell researchers explicitly state they had to develop new, quite specialized software tricks, things like communication-aware reduction mapping.
So you couldn't just buy this chip, plug it in, and get those results. It needed custom research software on top.
Precisely. It wasn't demonstrating the hardware's inherent capability in a standard setup. It showed what was possible with those specific novel software optimizations running.
Okay, that's one caveat. You said there was more.
Yeah, the other big one, also in the paper, is that the test environment used a simulated high bandwidth memory component, HBM.
Simulated. Why is that a big deal for someone looking at the stock?
Oh, it's crucial. It means they weren't testing a complete physical real-world system. They were modeling a perfect super-fast connection to memory. It proves a concept under ideal conditions, maybe, but it doesn't show how the chip performs with the actual bottlenecks and latencies of a real hardware system you'd sell.
Got it. Ideal lab conditions, not necessarily real-world product performance. And sticking with the real world, that A6000 comparison, that
Yeah.
GPU, the NVIDIA one they match, it's based on Ampere architecture. Came out in what, 2020?
Yep, 2020. It's 2 generations old by late 2025 standards.
So why compare your brand new 2025 chip to something from 2020? That feels selective.
Well, commercially speaking, it's a bit of a red flag, isn't it? If your big achievement in late 2025 is just matching a 2020 GPU, you're actually quite far behind the curve. The current state-of-the-art chips, like those based on Ada Lovelace or even newer architectures, they're offering maybe two, even three times the AI training speed of an A6000.
So matching the A6000 isn't really GPU class performance by today's standards. It's more like 2020 GPU class performance.
Pretty much. It sounds good, but it doesn't reflect the competitive landscape GSI would actually face if they tried to sell this chip today.
Okay, so the tech story has some big asterisks. The benchmark is dated. Let's look at the company itself, GSI Technology, founded in 1995.
That's right. Been around a long time.
Anyway, the sources say they've been consistently unprofitable for decades, since 95.
Correct. If you connect the dots here, it paints a picture. Almost all their revenue, like 99%, comes from their old legacy SRAM memory business, which is shrinking. This whole APU division, the CIM chips like Gemini-I that caused all the excitement, it's entirely pre-revenue.
Pre-revenue, but how much has it cost them to develop?
Around $150 million sunk into development so far, and they're burning cash fast. About $4.2 million every quarter.
Ouch. $150 million spent, no revenue yet, burning millions each quarter. That sounds urgent.
It is urgent.
Yeah.
And that financial pressure makes their next move understandable, if a bit predictable.
Which is?
They have an active $25 million at the market stock offering,
An ATM.
meaning they can sell new shares directly into the market whenever they want, especially when the price spikes.
Exactly. They use the positive news this press release to pump up the stock price. Then they immediately sell new shares at that higher price to raise cash.
Diluting existing shareholders in the process.
Yep. It's a classic play, really. Some call it promote and dilute. Generate hype, then sell stock.
But maybe the most telling piece of evidence comes from the insiders themselves. What were the executives doing before this news hit?
Yeah, that's quite revealing. The sources show clear insider selling.
Selling before a 200% rally. Yes. Key executives, including Abaddon Akarib, he's the VP running the actual APU division that made the Gemini chip, they were selling shares.
When? And at what price?
Just 2 months before this huge rally. And they were selling at prices below $4 a share.
Below $4. If they genuinely believe their own tech was about to triple the stock price, why on earth sell near the lows?
It strongly suggests a lack of near-term conviction in that kind of valuation jump, doesn't it? Their actions speak louder than the press release, maybe.
And just to rule it out, this wasn't some kind of short squeeze driving the price.
No, the data doesn't support that. Short interest in GSIT was actually low and had been falling for months before the announcement. This was driven by the news, by the hype, pure market exuberance reacting to that headline.
Okay, so let's recap. We dove into the sources and, well, our initial skepticism seems warranted. The tech claims rely on non-standard software and simulated components. The performance benchmark is against old hardware. The company's been unprofitable for nearly 30 years, burns cash, and needs funding badly.
And the insiders were selling stock at low prices just before the rally they presumably hoped to ignite with the press release.
Yeah, it really feels like the current valuation post-surge is just totally disconnected from the financial reality and the caveats in the tech story. A correction seems, well, pretty likely.
Absolutely. I mean, the only argument for holding the stock now, the bull case, rests entirely on future potential, on the promise of chips that don't exist yet, like Gemini 2 or Plato. But those are just roadmap items right now. They'll require a lot more funding, continuous funding, which likely means more dilution down the road.
So here's the final thought we want to leave you with.
Yeah.
The core technology, compute and memory, it does have undeniable long-term potential. It's exciting science. But the ultimate question for you is, does that long-term potential justify investing in this specific company? A company with a 30-year history of unprofitability and a clear pattern of needing to sell stock, potentially diluting your stake just to keep the lights on, something to chew on.